This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Thanks for listening. And at the end of the week, we discover that there might be some real bipartisanship emerging on Capitol Hill. As we've been examining those issues that will define the Obama second term that the president will need to elaborate on in his upcoming State of the Union speech, education and foreign policy, we discovered, seem to have a generally clear path forward without a lot of obvious differences on Capitol Hill to slow things down. Continuity there, we think. Energy looks as difficult as ever, though. But suddenly, the issue of immigration reform may be the one issue with real bipartisan momentum behind it. We begin with Peter O'Dowd, news director at KJZZ in Arizona, a state where immigration reform means very different things to different people. This is a state where the success of any federal immigration initiative will be tested on the ground.
If you live on the border, you might be interested in what the federal government plans to do with border security. We expect that to be in the debate. If you're part of the illegal immigrant population in the state, you probably want to know whether or not you're going to have a path to citizenship. Or if you're a student without papers, you might want to know if the DREAM Act will allow you to stay in the country if you go to school or join the military. So it really does depend. Arizona is a diverse state. It's on the border. So all of these issues are pretty high on the mind of a lot of people here.
So all of the definitions of immigration reform are embodied in the various constituencies in your state.
Yeah, I mean, it appears so. We've got, as I said, the ranchers who live on the border, and then we have, 30% of our population is Latino, and that's growing. And so that is going to be a really powerful constituency going forward. So, yeah, we've got it all.
The idea that Arizona is reliably for one party or another, could immigration be the pivot issue in Arizona?
I mean, SB 1070 is not that far away from our state's history, and it's still pretty raw in the mind of people. So I would say in 2012, it was a big issue, but the demographics weren't quite there yet, is what the experts would say. So coming into the next election, should immigration reform not happen? Should immigration policies happen on a state level that the growing Latino population doesn't agree with? You may see the next 2016 election be even more in favor of politicians who will try to get something done because you already saw glimmers of that this time around.
Do you think this is an opportunity politically to create a path for citizenship for all of the undocumented immigrants in the United States, particularly there in Arizona?
Well, there is no doubt about it. The two senators in Arizona, our senior senator John McCain and our new senator Jeff Flake, both Republicans, both are part of this so-called Gang of Eight. This is the bipartisan group of senators. Now, they are saying that the path to citizenship, or at least Jeff Flake, when I sat him down the other day for an interview, said the path to citizenship question is going to be there. You know, how long is it going to be, though? Is it going to take 8 years to get your citizenship? Is it going to take 14 years, or is it going to take 20? Now, it's those details that are really going to be the argument point between Democrats and Republicans.
Well, your senator there in Arizona, Jeff Flake, speaks remarkably personally about this. Listen.
I was never able to look at those people working with me and think that they were criminals. Although many did not have legal status, they were coming in large measure just to feed their families and to have a better life. So I've always thought that we need a solution to this problem, one that deals with it humanely.
Republican Senator Jeff Flake, he really believes passionately that something needs to happen here.
Jeff Flake worked with Luis Gutierrez, the Democrat from Illinois, back in 2005 and 2007 when he was in the House, when Flake was in the House. He says he expects a lot of the things in that bill from years ago to kind of be forming the framework for the bill that we're going to see in 2013.
And for the grand old man there in Arizona, John McCain, he may be angry with the administration about Benghazi, but he really seems to have found common ground on immigration reform and really takes a view that, politically speaking, the GOP can't afford to hold this up. Listen.
I think we have to have a bigger tent. That's no doubt about it. And obviously, we have to do immigration reforms. There is no doubt whatsoever that the demographics are not on our side, and we are going to have to give a much more positive agenda.
How likely is that going to be national?
You know, whether or not Democrats and Republicans can hash out the details. So if this framework is more or less sort of agreed upon, like we're going to talk about path to citizenship, we're going to talk about the DREAM Act. Now the nitty gritty is where, you know, this may or may not fall apart. You know, can Democrats and Republicans decide on, you know, how big is that fine that you have to pay once you come out of the shadows to become a citizen? Do you have to go back to your home country for 10 years? Before you're allowed to come back and then get citizenship. So that's where the fight's going to be. And, you know, who knows whether or not it'll fall apart.
And Peter O'Dowd, both parties are on notice because if nothing is done, both the Democrats and Republicans could be looking at a third party challenge from the Latino community all around the nation. And the numbers are such that could be a real spoiler in 2016.
You know, they were almost threatening the president. Like, look, we got you here. Now it's time for you to deliver. They did that in the first term, and now their voices are growing even louder this time. So I think, you know, if the Democrats want to hang on to their power in parts of Congress and in the White House after Obama has left, a lot of that will hinge on whether or not they can figure out this immigration question. So, yeah, lots on the line for Democrats and Republicans.
Peter O'Dowd, news director at KJZZ in Arizona, and one of the lawmakers who will have to bring those Democrats and Republicans in line to shepherd a real change in immigration policy through the House and Senate is, as we heard, Illinois Congressman Democrat Luis Gutierrez. And we have the congressman with us today. Congressman, welcome to the program.
Well, it's a pleasure to be with you, John.
Let's talk specifically about what this opportunity is. You've seen opportunities, supposed opportunities for immigration reform come and go in your long career. How does this one stack up?
This one is in a perfect place right now because we have Republicans who, prior to the November 6th election, were simply talking about they should just go away, that tax. They called it self-deportation. They put it in their platform. They said that Arizona law, SB 1070, which clearly needs racial profiling in order to be quote-unquote successful, should be institutionalized across the 50 states. And now I have Senator Rubio from Florida and Congressman Ryan from Wisconsin talking to one another and, more importantly, talking to Democrats.
Let's talk a little bit about some of the details here. Are we talking about reducing the hoops and obstacles that people have to go through to become legal citizens, maintaining the same basic kind of parade towards actual citizenship in the United States? Or are we talking about some sort of fundamentally different way of bringing people into the United States?
No longer are we having a conversation and a dialogue with Republican leadership around deporting 12 million people and saying they should just simply self-deport and go away. We're talking about how it is we legalize them. They're going to learn English. They're going to pay their back taxes. There's going to be a background check to make sure they have no criminal background. We're going to put them to work. They're going to be tested. And after a testing of years, they're going to be allowed to enter completely into the system. I think that that's important.
Gut sense, Congressman Gutierrez, what brought the critics around, the deniers and the naysayers around to this immigration fight? Was it we want to finally do the right thing, as you suggest here, or is it more fear of the numbers from 2012 in the ballot box?
I think it's a combination of both. I was in the gym 2 weeks after the election. I see Paul Ryan. He says, Luis, I saw you on the news last night. You said Republicans should do this so that we can take it off the table and you don't run the table on us using immigration, or we can do it because it's the right thing. And he said to me, I want to do it because it's the right thing. Paul Ryan was a sponsor of the bipartisan comprehensive immigration bill that allowed undocumented workers a pathway to citizenship. Well, the fact is he's back. I believe him. I think you take him at his word. I think there are some Republicans who say, I don't want Democrats using this to run the political tables on us, because let's face it, you can't win the White House unless you come to the barrios anymore. And I'm not just saying that to be cute and coy. I mean, how do you make your agenda a national agenda if a growing Latino population, who is flexing its political muscle, 500,000 Latinos reach the age of 18 every year, and that's only going to increase. And these are all American citizens.
So those four beautiful words in politics, I told you so, right?
I remember when the governor of Texas at the debate said, well, we should be a little kinder to that youth, that immigrant youth. I mean, by the way, I'm the governor of Texas, right? I know a little bit about the border and how it is we have relationships with Latinos and immigrants, right? And you saw what they did to them. They beat the living crap out of them. They chased them out of the primaries. But that another reason. But I remember how visceral the response was just because he wanted to be a little kinder and was a little gentler when it came to immigrant youth.
Well, it's a very smiling Congressman Luis Gutierrez right now talking about bipartisanship, at least on one issue in the second term, immigration reform. Congressman Gutierrez, thanks so much.
Thank you so much, Sam.
Congressman Luis Gutierrez, Democratic representative for Illinois' 4th District. Also thanks to Peter O'Dowd, news director at Arizona's KJZZ and the Fronteras Project.